The Pat Kenny Show
with Timber Living Log Cabins.
Saturday and Sunday from 10 a.m. on News Talk. Conversation that counts.
John Duggan from Off the Ball, he'll be hosting the afternoon, is with me now. John, good morning.
Pat, how you doing?
I'm doing great. I was just reflecting on what a great summer in sport we've had. You know, right through from the early stages, the World Cup, and now starting with soccer again. But in between, we had the athletics last weekend and the swimming. And before that, we had the GAA Championship. So it's been great.
It's been marvellous, Pat. The best ever Gaelic Football Championship with Mayo winning the All-Ireland. The World Cup, as you said, in North America. And if you're a sports obsessive, you just have to have the big ticket items all the time. And this is the only game in town at the moment, the Premier League. It's back today. We have two live and exclusive games on News Talk and Off the Ball Sunday. We have Manchester City, Bournemouth, and we have Newcastle United versus Liverpool, which would be emotional for a lot of fans because of Kevin Keegan, who recently passed away. He was a key figure of both clubs, Newcastle and Liverpool. But just to see yesterday Manchester United losing to Hull, promoted Hull.
I couldn't believe it. I was in here at the beginning of the game because it was a lunchtime game and I saw 1-0. And then by the time I got home, it was 2-0. And I was expecting a great resurgence in the second half.
Didn't happen. Probably the best ever Only Fools and Horses episode was to Hull and Back, which was shown on Christmas Day in 1985 with no studio audience, Del and Rodney. And it was almost for the Manchester United fans to Hull and Back because the trains were cancelled back to Manchester after the game. They announced it in the stadium. This is after the 2-0 defeat. So, look, I went to see Manchester United play Tottenham, my club, in 2007. And that was a year before Manchester United were champions of the world. And their back four then was Neville, Vidic, Ferdinand and Evra. Yesterday it was Mazraoui, Maguire, Heaven and Shaw. And with every respect to them, They were done by two set pieces.
Yeah.
Two centre-backs scoring for Hull in a 2-0 win. And that's what I like about the Premier League. You don't really have this in Spain or in Germany as much, where a team on any day can beat another team. Now, obviously, the cream will rise to the top in Arsenal or City, or in recent years have been dominant in Liverpool as well. But on a given day, a Brentford can beat a Tottenham.
Yeah, but also I suppose the excuses made for United were they were going to Hull, a newly promoted team, full of beans, full of confidence, full of joy, and they're going to play United are playing their first game. It's an away game. Would it have been different if it was in Old Trafford?
Possibly, but still, you should be beating Hull. They were sixth in the Championship last season. They scraped through by winning the playoff final. So they're definitely seen as the 20th best team in the league. United had a new midfield, Tielemans and Santos, but they were flat. To me, they were very flat. And like they had no European football. These clubs, I wonder sometimes though, what all these pre-season tours, are they a negative for them? Like Tottenham went down to New Zealand and Australia and the manager, De Zerbi, effectively said after the game yesterday they weren't ready.
Sure.
So there is a bit of that. But United have to, see, it's only one game, but the way Solskjaer came into United, remember, as a club legend, there was a big honeymoon period and then it began to unravel. The worry is for Carrick that over time, at a higher altitude now with European football, that these questions will start coming.
Now, what about Tottenham?
Well, as a Tottenham fan, I said I was the most excited on social media that I've been for a decade as a Spurs fan. And how long would it take for the television to go outside the upstairs window and into the garden?
It happened yesterday.
How long? And I just said, not long. They were awful against a Brentford team, which, with the lack of Irish players in the Premier League, I'm always thinking of the late Eddie Jordan's Formula One team. That, remember, you'd follow the Jordan team.
Yeah.
We're almost following Brentford now because Keith Andrews is the only Irish manager. Damien Duff is his assistant. Quevin Kelleher, the Republic of Ireland goalkeeper, at number one. And then Nathan Collins as the captain. And they were brilliant. And it was interesting that they had Mamadou Sangare, who came in from Lens for just under £40 million, ran the show. Spurs spent £100 million in Sandro Tonali. So the business of the Premier League, the business of the transfers and the data, and all that is important. And Brentford have done good business.
Now, talk to me about Liverpool. You talk about the emotion that'll be there this afternoon.
Yes.
But, I mean, Liverpool, with the interference of the injection of capital from Bezos and his pals,
yes,
is it going to make any difference?
Well, not yet. But ultimately, do FSG, the Fenway Sports Group, want to sell? Because Fenway bought that for £300 million about 15 years ago. And they made £1.4 billion off this investment, but it's not a majority investment.
No,
but they will have the option to buy if FSG want to get out. But John Henry's done a great business, and this is what the Premier League has become. It's become this playground for as Vincent Boland has written about in the Sunday Business Post today, the asset class. Is it going to change anything in the pitch? No. They've got a new manager in there, Andoni Iraola. I still feel, Pat, that the Klopp, the figure of Klopp is still over Liverpool, and his departure, it's still lingering. And Iraola plays the same type of football as Klopp, but
he's not Klopp.
But he might not have the tools, and he'll need time to develop his team. Alexander Isak is a key player, now fit, and Florian Wirtz as well in attack. But Salah's gone, Van Dijk is ageing, Liverpool. I don't see many people tipping them as champions. I watched Arsenal on Friday, Pat, and they looked very impressive.
Okay, no, they were against Coventry, but what, 3-0?
Yeah, but comfortable. They've been building for years to get to the place where they finally got over the line after 22 years in May. They were in the Champions League final. They've added Guimaraes. He didn't play the other day. But even Solis came in, was very good. And I think Arsenal, they just have that machine feel about them. They've got a huge squad depth. I mean, one of their defenders, Saliba, got injured, and they brought in, they spent 55 million quid on Konsa. So there is that. You feel that they're ready. Whereas you feel with Liverpool, Manchester United, Manchester City now with Pep
City
gone.
Without Pep, what?
Well, Pep.
What does it hold?
It holds that he was such a benign dictator of Manchester City and was so successful. Will Enzo Maresca, former coach of the club, have that same weight of impact just as his personality? Because there was only one Pep. And to be fair, he needs a chance to show that. Elliot Anderson has come in. They've got so much talent, though. They have like Semenyo, Doku, Cherki, Gehi in defence. A lot of players have left the club, but Haaland is still key. And if Haaland can continue his World Cup form into City's season, they should be in the top four. But can they pip Arsenal? Not so sure. Chelsea are interesting. They have no European football. They play tomorrow.
Okay, and finally, first manager to lose his job?
Well, Nottingham Forest are such a basket case in terms of the way they go with the revolving door of managers. They had four last season. Marinakis, their owner, has got the finger on the button a lot of times. He brought Oliver Glasner in from Crystal Palace. They lost to Leeds yesterday, 1-0. Oliver Glasner is the top manager. I hope he's given time, but given the evidence of Nottingham Forest over the last year, he could be an outside bet for the first one to go. The three promoted clubs, it'd be silly for them to get rid of their managers, especially given Ipswich won yesterday and Hull won as well. So often though, you get a shock. Remember, the Mourinho documentary is out now. There was a year when he was the first man to go and he was 33-1 or something.
Very good. John Duggan, presenter of Off the Ball Sunday this afternoon. John, thank you very much, Pat, for joining us.
The Pat Kenny Show on News Talk
with Timber Living Log Cabins.